The Budget Simplified, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The Receipts Book.
It's budget time again. That time when India, that is Bharat, waits with anticipation to find out what is going to happen to our money. But yes, let's start with how the government makes money first and arrives at a budget, that is the nuts and bolts of it. First, there's the receipts book. The easiest way to understand government spending is to look at it like your regular budget, only a smidge more complex. The government has plenty of constraints because, well, no one can be ignored. The government's earnings are pooled from various sources to meet spending needs, and the spending is of all kinds. For instance, it's like planning your month's expenses, your mobile phone bill, your cable TV bill, newspaper, power, water, groceries, the car or bike wash guy, the housemaid's bonus, all of this. And yes, I know what you're thinking. Why did I ever move out and start living on my own? But that's how detailed the government's spending plans usually are, on a national scale. The centre has to plan for all expenses and contingencies. In fact, it runs short of funds and has to also borrow money to fund its expenses. It's like when you considered borrowing money to buy that iPhone X. No? Just me then? Okay, more on government borrowing later. This brings us to income streams. The government earns its revenue through taxes, dividends and disinvestment, spectrum sales and recoveries of loans to state governments.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
But first, taxes. Yep. Our favorite word, isn't it? As a wise man once said, only two things are certain in life: death and taxes. Most human ingenuity and creativity goes into dealing with this problem. People are terrified of it, will do anything to avoid it, go anywhere to escape it. And once they've dealt with that issue, they get around to dealing with death as well. But the government isn't likely to relent. Taxes are a major source of revenue. How big? 1.3 billion people is a big family. And tax collections fetched the government around 14 lakh crore rupees in 2016. That's about $225 billion. What the government takes from us while promising clean water, food, housing, better roads, flyovers, faster trains, better biryani in those trains, all of that, is individual income tax. It also collects income tax from corporate entities. Now, these are the main direct taxes.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
Then there are the indirect taxes, like customs duty, excise and service tax. Customs duty we are well versed with. That's the extra money that you pay at the airport for the 50-inch Sony TV that you picked up while holidaying in Bangkok because it was cheaper there. Excise is the tax charged by the government on the goods and products that are manufactured in India. This tax structure will change post-GST. For all made in India products, there's just one tax, GST. Only customs duty will remain an indirect tax source. Kyunki the government wants you to consider buying desi products. Kyunki who wouldn't prefer Videocon TVs over Sony, Samsung, LG? I mean, who? Non-tax revenues for the government comes mainly from dividends, profits and disinvestment in public sector companies. Other streams of revenue include recovering loans that the central government has lent to state governments for various projects and also to other countries. At this point, the central government is looking more like the Lannister family from Game of Thrones than the Suraj Barjatia family in Hum Saath Saath Hain. And if you're asking what is that, well, you really need to go back to history and watch that film. It's a must watch. But yes, to come back to the government, their heart most certainly is in the right place, we think.
The Budget Simplified, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.